What's up, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, October 6th, and we just finished watching this evening's edition of Monday Night Raw, and we're here coming at you live with the Monday Night Raw post-show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. I think we actually have a few events to talk about from tonight's show, but let's get a little deep into that by first introducing who's going to be on the show. I am the station director here at Mega Powers Radio. My name is Mike Payton. Joining me this evening, first off, from the faraway land of Indiana, Mr. Drew White. What's up, Mr. Drew White?
It's as if Indiana is as far away as Sean is from the land of the Welsh. But yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Not a bad episode of Raw, besides for me missing The Rock, which is disappointing on a thousand different levels.
This is what you get for being addicted to McDonald's, Drew, but we'll get more into that later. Also with us this evening is Mr. Steven Huego, the host of Unanimous Decision MMA and Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. What's up, Mr. Huego?
Not much happening, but glad to be here, Ben. And Drew, shut up.
And lastly, but certainly not least, oh, I hate that I just said that. It's so fucking typical. With us, Mr. Tony Mango, the leader of SmartOutMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous. What's shaking, Tony?
Not too much, certainly not least. I like that.
All right, so we're just going to keep talking with this music playing underneath it, because that's cool, right? It's not annoying anybody. This is just going along perfectly swimmingly. Actually, it's kind of keeping the energy up. I kind of like it. We might do this all night.
Because we have to talk louder than the music.
I can't even hear it. Like, I kind of hear it, but it's not like... you had to point it out for me to even notice it. Like, whoa, that's a thing.
Well, guys...
Where is my wine?
At a tacky liquor store?
All right, I'm going to cut that.
Thank God.
Oh, that actually happened. If you did not watch Raw tonight, there was this god-awful segment. We'll get into that one. Let's start about something a little positive tonight. Our final segment we had tonight, which not was all positive, we had another typical tag kind of match, which didn't actually end up being a tag match. It was a handicap match, pardon me, with John Cena against the wrestlers that represent the Authority, Corporate Kane, Seth Rollins, and Randy Orton. Dean Ambrose was set up to be in the match originally, but Dean Ambrose decided instead he was going to go give Coney Island a visit to get a hot dog. Can't blame him. Those Coney Island dogs are pretty amazing. Hopefully we can grab one of those while we're down in New York City for New York Comic Con. Heading there this week. Ooh. Super excited. Well, Dean Ambrose did eventually make his way after the match ended in a DQ for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Seriously, what's up with that? What's with just this random DQ that had absolutely no business being there? Dean Ambrose comes in. He has a hot dog cart with him, which is awesome. It's kind of like the early stages of Austin for him, you know? Like, he's just going to keep coming out with bigger and bigger vehicles, just like Austin did. Like, it was a hot dog cart this week. Maybe next week it'll be, like, an ice cream truck. And we'll just keep going from there.
It'd be the Oscar Mayer Wiener, like, cart. Like, the
oh, that'd be amazing! Whoa, Silent Wind of Doom. Okay, it creeps me out because you live close to me, because you just mentioned Newberg Lunch. Newberg Lunch has the best damn Texas dogs in the goddamn world. If you ever come near the Hudson Valley in New York, you get your ass to Newberg Lunch and do it early because they close at like freaking 2 p.m. and get yourself one of them Texas dogs because they are amazing. What the hell were we talking about? We're talking about hot dogs now. Hot dogs are awesome. No, not really. Hot dogs suck. Good hot dogs are awesome, like Coney Island dogs.
Something about lunch. I don't know. Ask Wigo.
Oh, we're talking about the main event. Dean Ambrose making some cool moves tonight. Dean Ambrose really looking like a star. And this all ended for this evening when Triple H came out. We finally know what's going on with Hell in a Cell, or we knew before if you were into the Scoops websites. We're going to see John Cena versus Dean Ambrose fight, where the winner later gets to fight Seth Rollins in a Hell in a Cell. And is the Cena Ambrose match going to be in Hell in a Cell too?
Nope.
They didn't say it, but I'm going to assume no.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think the whole point is the winner gets to have Seth to themselves in a cell, so.
Wazili in the chat room saying, I wanted Danny Newton to pop out of the hot dog cart.
I was looking for a big Newton tonight off the top ropes.
Oh, goodness.
We got burgers, we got hot dogs, and we've got Fig Newtons. And then he pops out and kicks the shit out of everyone. It's perfect.
So what did you guys think about our development with John Cena and Dean Ambrose? I want to start with you, Wago, because I know you said you're really digging the Ambrose character right now, but you're not liking how John Cena's inserted himself in there. In fact, that's a common like meme you're seeing going around, is John Cena forcing himself into these rising stars pushes and ruining them. Do you see this as being helpful for Dean Ambrose, or is this really just John Cena not letting himself have, let someone else have the spotlight?
To their credit, the execution this week wasn't too bad at all. I enjoyed anything involving John Cena and Dean Ambrose, other than Cena sticking his face in another random segment. But as far as the overall look goes, I don't like it, because I don't think Dean Ambrose is going to beat John Cena. And the whole payoff to the Seth Rollins feud is Dean Ambrose getting Seth Rollins. So I just don't like it. I really wish, unless Dean Ambrose beats John Cena, I don't like it.
I almost think that has to be how this goes. If this all ends up just being for John Cena to face Seth Rollins in a Hell in a Cell, where the hell do you go from there? If it's not just John Cena winning, because, you know, they want to book John Cena stronger, if you also want to believe the scoop sheets. I don't know. Tony, where are you laying on this?
I'm not a fan of it. I would be perfectly fine with Dean Ambrose and John Cena feuding with each other, but this is not the way you go about Hell in a Cell. You're not going to have Brock Lesnar on the card. That's already a huge downturn to this. And the big replacement for that is that these guys are going to have to play double duty. And John Cena is going to have to either beat Dean Ambrose, which ruins the whole Dean Ambrose feud, or lose to Dean Ambrose and have it be pointless for him to have lost to Dean Ambrose. Because if he does that, then they're certainly not going to have Dean Ambrose beat Seth Rollins. They're not going to have Ambrose win both matches, beat John Cena and Seth Rollins. And then there's no payoff to the Seth Rollins feud with Dean Ambrose getting the revenge in the end. So they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. They've screwed themselves just because they didn't want to do the Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point there as well. If you out there have a point you want to raise about it, though, I just want to remind everyone out there you are listening to the most interactive post-Raw experience available. I'm sure that Edge and Christian show is freaking awesome. Like, it reeks of awesomeness,
in fact. We're missing it.
But we appreciate all you tuning in, all you loyal listeners. If you want to get your opinion out there, we got the chat room already scrolling nicely with 5x combo, Creepas onto radars, Ferris419 in our own panel, and of course, Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom. I love saying that. And I see a bunch of guests in there. As always, I'm going to tell you guests listening, head to blocktalkradio.com, register yourself, then come back to the broadcast page as quickly as you can, scroll on down to the bottom and join all these fine feathered folks in the chat room there. Drew, I believe we still have your opinion to get to. What did you think about all this?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, because I honestly don't know if they've had a stipulation like this before, where a winner of a match gets to face someone else on a cell match like this. I mean, I'm younger, so you guys could tell me if I'm wrong about that. But I'm digging it for the most part. Hopefully, I'm not going to dig it if Cena's going to win, because that's fucking stupid, honestly. Because the thing is, Ambrose never got his big payoff from the Seth Rollins feud, and if they just push that to the side, so Cena can, if you really want to believe in the scoops, and they want to push Cena and make him look strong, then yeah, that's completely stupid. And then someone mentioned Brock Lesnar, but shoot. I saw something. If you really want to believe it, Scoops, that he might not be back till Mania. Rumble, which is incredible because they just signed that contract. But yeah, it's I'm interested to see. But if they fuck it up, they just fuck it up. This is what WWE's been doing for the past couple months. So I'm used to it if they fuck it up.
By the way, Drew.
Yeah.
I forget.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that information. That changes.
Oh, no, I remembered.
Oh, thank you.
Just had to throw one of those out there for good time's sake. All right, you know, we're going to open up our phone lines a little bit early tonight. We have the number to call in is area code 760-512-7247. Dial that number. Get yourself in line. We already have a couple callers who have been patient. We're going to start bringing them on, starting right now with our usual first caller. You know him. He is from the fine city of Pittsburgh, and his name is JD. AD. What's up, dude?
Guys, like the intro. That's usually my intro for my other show. Thanks. Making me go right at home with it. Very good to hear. What's going on, guys?
Not too much, man. We're in a very fun-loving mood, man. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm actually in a fun-loving mood myself, actually. I won my first game in fantasy all football season long this week against my father, so that makes me a little happy. And then I crushed my my other league. I crushed big this week with Pain Man, so all in all, a pretty good weekend, though, nevertheless. And also spend time with my girlfriend.
I see the hip thing right now is these quick fantasy leagues, like the one-week things. Like, are you into that?
Yeah. No. I'm in it for the whole season. I'm in a 10-team league in one league and a 10-team in another one. So we do it the whole season. It's not a one-week thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, what'd you think about Raw tonight, JD?
It was interesting. I mean, I'm glad The Rock came out. The Rock coming out, just I absolutely shit when he came out, and he came out to just explode the Barclays Center. I mean, I was yelling like, no effing way. No effing way. This is not what I'm seeing here. I mean, the whole Barclays Center just lit up like a Christmas tree. It's like Christmas opened 2 months early for business, and that was one of the few good highlights of the night. I mean, the ending with Dean Ambrose and John Cena was a little hokey with the hot dog card because you knew that they were going to do something in that realm. However, the whole freaking Hoda Kathy Lee thing was just dumb. I don't know why they even had to have that stupid segment, if you ask me. But it was an okay show, but it wasn't one of the better shows of the night. However, I don't know where they're going with this whole thing with as far as the whole Wyatt family thing goes, how we've seen Eric Rowan and Luke Harper the last couple of weeks. Wait, we got bells going off. This happened last week, too, if you remember, Howard. And we didn't even start the Ask JD Anything segment, Howard. They're already ringing the bells already. I love it.
These are
Is there a question? What was it? Carpal tunnel? What's that? But, like I said, I mean, the highlight for me tonight was the whole Rock thing. I enjoyed that. The dumb thing of the night, however, and the two things I really liked, the other thing I really got to mark out for, and this is a very classy thing by WWE, is the whole Susan G. Komen thing. I mean, that's very classy to see Joan London come out. And just to get the emotion she got, I mean, I was a little emotional last week with, I am a fan of Hulk Hogan. What he said last week was good, but I think Joan London's speech this week was 10 times better than the Hulkster's last week.
Well, it was a lot more genuine. Hulk was just out there shilling something. She was actually there speaking from the heart. And not just credits to WWE, I want to give a lot of credits to the Brooklyn crowd for being so classy during that segment. You know, Brooklyn crowd did not shy away from shitting over things on this evening, and that was something
they barked like shit when The Rock came on. They were absolutely giddy with excitement. They were jumping for joy, like I said. And when Joan came out, I agree. That was classy by WWE. Smart thing. Hopefully they'll continue that in the weeks to come. But next week we've got NeNe from freaking Real Housewives of Atlanta showing up.
Who?
Really? You want to have her on next Monday night in Atlanta? Smart move, WWE. Anyway, dumb segment of the night, however, I would say the whole Mark Henry Bo dousing. I mean, where the hell is this going? Seriously. I mean, that's 3 times in 2 weeks now Mark Henry has jobbed to Bo Dallas. I mean, is Mark Henry now apparently the new jobber of the stars? Apparently. I mean, that was just dumb. And then you have that whole, Jack Swagger Tyson Natalya thing. That's even getting worse. But I would say it was a thumbs in the middle to thumbs down. Again, I didn't like the ending, but I did like the two parts I enjoyed the most. So all in all, that's my rating as far as tonight goes, if you ask me about Raw. So with that being said, I guess we're ready to ask JD anything.
I'm sorry, did you do the high point, low point? I mean,
yeah, I did the high point. Low, yeah,
that's right.
The Joan and Rock segment was high, and the low was the Bo Dallas saw Henry thing.
The chat room's going wild. The chat room's running wild right now, so I'm like trying to balance both that and talking. Pardon me, man. Awesome. All right, so let's fire up JD. Chat room, SJD is open. I guess we'll start with the panelists here. Drew, I know you always got something interesting to ask, so what do you got this week?
My question for JD this week, because since he has his own sports show, I think it's relevant that I ask him a sports question since I popped up last week. Just as of right now, who would be your two teams in the Super Bowl, and who's going to win it?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, right now, however, I mean, it's anyone's guess. I mean, right now, out of the AFC, however, I mean, the AFC, I would say right now, it could be Philadelphia. if they stay healthy all year and LaShawn McCoy starts running better. In the NFC, however, I mean, I'm looking at someone early on like San Diego. I mean, they're off to a very good start with Phillip Rivers. Cool. They crushed the Jets yesterday. They've done some pretty good damage. They haven't played Denver yet, however. That might be a trap game for them down the road, however. But I think the Chargers and the Eagles are the two best teams right now in the league by far.
Interesting. Interesting.
Tony?
Nothing for me this week.
Nothing.
Tony, you jerk. How dare you offend JD?
No, as Michael Scott said, what was it, in The Office that one time with Dwight? He said, Dwight, you slut. If you remember that episode, though. I think Michael was on the roof, however, and he called Dwight a slut, if you remember that episode. You know what I'm talking about, kind of?
No idea. Never watched that show.
You never watched The Office with Steve Carell? Great show. Okay.
No, not very good. Wago, you got anything for him?
Yeah, recently news has been reporting about a guy named the Burial God and his politics backstage, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, about how he's just not treating talent right.
Which guy?
Oh, the Burial God. You've heard of him, right?
No, I have not heard of the Burial God.
No?
Well, I know there's a lot of people in the back getting some heat right now. I do know that. The thing that pisses me off more than anything, and I think you guys touched upon in the opening few minutes of the show tonight, was this whole thing with Lesnar thing. I've talked about it for weeks on end. I mean, how the hell do you expect to go home, sit for 3 months, and stay champion, and then come back in January? I mean, that's just stupidity, beyond stupidity, if you ask me. That's why they're getting killed in the ratings every week. I mean, yeah, I understand he can be off for a few weeks, but to just come for 3 months and then say, oh, I'm going to be here on a per-deal basis, that's bullshit. If they want to make it a real champion, however, and I hope they do it right, however, that is when I think they ought to say to Roman Reigns, however, hopefully he'll be ready by WrestleMania, say, Roman Reigns, this is your time. You're going to be our future champion because you can at least be here every week on television, unlike Brock Lesnar, who has to appear on TV every other month or every other week. It's just, it's bullshit what they're doing, you know?
Hmm. All right, I got one. What's your favorite kind of prepackaged cookie, you know, like Chips Ahoy or like
Oreo mint.
Oreo mint. Okay.
That's
were you like stunned by the answer, baby?
Yeah.
I think he almost fell off his chair, maybe. I thought you would have been going, Mike, to the Raw show tonight in Brooklyn, being now in Brooklyn, because they're going to be in Philly tomorrow.
Oh, dude, I wanted to be there so bad, but myself and Tony actually are both heading to New York Comic Con. That's gonna be really breaking the bank. So unfortunately, it just wasn't in the cards. If it was like a month before or after, I maybe could have worked it out. But it's literally the exact same week.
When is that comic? Just out of curiosity, when is that comic con? I know they're having one here in Pittsburgh.
It's this week. We leave Thursday morning.
Oh, you can go down to Philadelphia tomorrow and watch the 15th anniversary of SmackDown at the Wells Fargo Center tomorrow night. Hop in the car and drive a few hours down to Philly.
Oh, only if Edge and Christian are gonna be there.
And they are advertised, actually.
Oh, awesome. I'll be watching.
Seriously, there are some talk. They're going to bring some big superstars this week on SmackDown for the 15th anniversary show. Trish Stratus, I've heard, has been contacted already. I think ENC is doing the thing on the network tonight. In fact, they're doing it right now. And I know they're trying to bring some other big names in this week for the 15th anniversary. Roddy Piper was even rumored.
We're still going to be at the con. It's all weekend. We're leaving Thursday morning, and we're not coming back until really late Sunday night. It's going to be amazing, man. Though we're going to meet like Bill Nye,
Game
of Thrones, Walking Dead. There's going to be all these awesome like Batman 75th anniversary panels and Marvel 50 something, and like there's just all this crazy stuff going on. There's going to be all these beautiful cosplaying girls everywhere. You just know they're going to be smoking hot. It's going to be a great time.
It sounds like a fun time, though.
All right, we got a couple of questions in the chat room here. Five Times Combo asks JD, did you change your pants after you saw The Rock?
I've been wearing sweats, so I was wearing my PJs when it happened, so I still have.
So you just shook it down the leg?
No.
It's just my jaw, I think, had to be picked up off the floor after I saw The Rock come out. Because when Michael Cole was barking out, I think that was maybe the biggest mark he'd had, however, maybe since Jake the Snake Roberts' return in January.
Yeah, that crowd, because, you know, this show desperately needed that kind of shot in the arm. And plus, it's just a nice, genuine surprise, because you don't get to have genuine surprises too much. I don't think anyone expected that, and it was great.
And no one said all. And the thing was, no one said all weekend he was going to be there. I mean, he's not doing any movie. I mean, I imagine he's filming a new movie or he's taking a break from Hollywood. But I don't know where they're going to go with this. However, now, I mean, it's just maybe a one night thing. Maybe it's not. We'll have to wait and see what happens on SmackDown.
I honestly could enjoy a potential Rock Rusev thing if they want to do something like that. But based on the fact that Rusev got absolutely no offense in whatsoever, I don't know. I have a feeling this was just The Rock coming in.
He deserved what he got coming to him tonight after running his mouth with his little skank a lot of weeks on end. I mean, if someone was going to do it, Howard, tonight, Howard, I'm glad it was The Rock, because I didn't want to hear put up with a communist spiel from Lana and Rusev all night.
Well, at least he admitted that she was gorgeous.
Well, he then said her favorite section is the meat section, which I got a big chuckle out of. I think everyone got a big chuckle out of that one, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got another question here from Silent Wind of Doom, and he asks, how does one properly execute the Newton Crosby?
The Newton Crosby, well, if it's anything like the Rock Bottom, Howard, you basically pick him up and rock bomb his ass in the middle of the mat and then just step on him or twist him like a pretzel and make him scream for mercy.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Doesn't someone have a move like that? Isn't it Sami Zayn? He has like a backwards rock bottom and then puts some kind of like
yeah, it's similar to that. I've watched it on tape. Yeah, and that's one guy who I think is, I mean, and like I've said for weeks on end, I think that they've got, I hope to see those guys up before the year's out or part of January. I mean, they got to start bringing up the NXT talent more and more.
Absolutely.
And we did see Tyson Kidd tonight.
We did see Tyson Kidd tonight.
Yeah, but Tyson Kidd, you think about it, though, he's one of the top heels in NXT, and then he treats Natty like shit. And I don't know where they're going with this whole storyline. I mean, we've seen it on Total Divas. Now we're seeing it in the ring, however. Apparently, Tyson Kidd, I don't know if it was legit or not. If you remember when Jack Swagger caught him, I think, however, must have injured his ankle because he was either selling the ankle or he was legitimately hurt again when Jack Swagger caught him after he caught him. Because you saw the pain on his face, however, after the match.
Yeah, and Tyson Kidd selling something doesn't seem legit.
Well, the thing is, he's become pretty well, and he's done pretty well the last few months in NXT, challenging like Adrian Neville and that. But the thing is, Howard, he really hasn't done much in the last few times he's been up here. I mean, ever since the Hart Dynasty breakup, I think they've just absolutely shit on him, or he's just too injured, and management doesn't have any idea of where to put him, you know?
Well, you remember that a couple years ago, he was in the Money in the Bank match.
Randomly. Oh, yes. Yes.
Randomly. Yes. Yeah, don't know if that was random, but he did. He had to come up with something.
He came, actually, wasn't he close, actually, I thought, too, in the Money in the Bank, actually, believe it or not? I think, if I'm not mistaken. Or I don't remember.
I don't remember. That was it the one that Sandow won?
Yes.
Huh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, JD, it's been a great call. We have another caller on queue, though. I don't want to sit waiting too long, but it's been a great call as always, man. Thanks for joining us. We'll definitely talk to you again next
week.
No
problem. A quick shout-out, too, guys, by the way, if you want to give a shout-out, too, to Pittsburgh's own Bruno Sammartino, his 79th birthday today.
Impressive, man. That's a good age to live to and still look at the condition he has.
And I've met the guy many times. He is one of the – if you ever get a chance to meet him, if you guys haven't met him yet, meet the man. The man is an absolute legend, and like I say, he's one of the nicest, humble people you ever want to talk to. I've met him many a time.
I hear the reason he's in such good shape is because he eats a lot of Fig Newtons.
You know, that Oreo mint cookies, one of the two. All right, guys. Talk to you next Monday. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy Comic-Con.
Thanks so much, man. You take care, man.
There you go.
I think I just hung up on Drew. I just hung up on Drew.
See you later, JD. Andrew.
Let me tell him to call back. Sorry,
I'm not.
I guess this is a good time to play this.
Where in the world is...
special credits to Silent Wind of Doom, who submitted that, and a couple other sound bites. Really, really appreciate it. You know, anybody who wants to participate in the show, we always love you guys. Whatever you want to do, hang out in the chat room. Send us funny sounds that we might potentially throw on our soundboard, because it does get a little stale having the same 5 sounds that we play again, except for Time Cow. It's always good to have Time Cow. Speaking of, Drew, you back with us?
I mean, I was confused with JD. I mean, we both have these. All I'm saying is, we are going to run some Fig Newtons someday. Me and JD. Maybe in Pittsburgh. I haven't decided yet.
Man, total no-sell tonight. What the crap?
I don't sell anymore. I am pulling John Cena. I don't sell shit. Hit me with your finisher, kick out at one.
I still crack up, though, that the first time I rang up Bell, he no-sold it, and then the next week it's all, what the fuck's that Bell?
Oh, no, Danny Newton is in our chat room, and he says, I have to leave now because I'm booked on another show. It's a Hell in a Cell rematch against the Burying God.
Well, listen, listen, Danny will miss you. Go hit some big Newton. Okay.
No, fuck Danny, fuck him up.
The thing even like an elbow drop? Was that what it was?
He said it was some kind of like rock bottom with a
oh.
submission hold.
Yeah, that was the Newton Crosby.
Oh, that was the Newton Crosby. I don't know what the Fig Newton is.
I thought it was like a top rope. I'm just saying, all he needs is just to give him that elbow pad. That's how you get the kick, no kick out.
I'm picturing the Newton Crosby as more of a submission and the Fig Newton is more of an impact move. I have no idea why. There's no justification at all to it, but that's what I'm picturing.
Drew, did you get to hear the soundbite that was submitted by Silent Wind of Doom?
Where in the world is...
Huh. Yeah, there are... In the chat room, there's currently two Silent Wind of Dooms. How you doing that?
You oh, doing? Dude. No. He has his own Miz down now.
Well, my chat window's just small enough where it's cut off, so it looks like Silent Wind of Door, so...
Silent Wind of Dow.
One's just an even more silent wind. Of doom!
Alright, let's bring out our next caller. We got another caller coming in from the 540 area code. Caller from 540, you're live on MegaPowersRadio.com. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, shit!
The Rock is the Undertaker. Calm to say to stake your soul.
So I'm really confused. Jeff. I thought there was two more dongs that go with it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. This is just John.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just Jeff.
I trolled you, just like Chris Jericho. I trolled you.
Yeah,
you got us, Jeff.
You got us real good, man. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good. I am doing great. Now that Raw was doing pretty bad for a few hours, turned out to be good. It turned out to be awesome that The Rock, because of The Rock, you know?
Everyone's excited about them. Even people who are not fans of The Rock have to admit that that was a goosebump-inducing segment. It was a total surprise, and it was great to see these people that are rare. You know, everyone's getting that, starting to get that ache that they had with The Rock for a while with Brock Lesnar now. It's like, oh, Brock Lesnar, this part-timer, he comes in and he wins the title and he's not even here on Raw, and then boom, he gets slapped across
the
face with The Rock. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw that, I thought Big Show was going to come down there and talk to Rusev, but when I heard that music, it made me feel like I was back in 2011. Yeah. Made me feel like it.
Well, I enjoyed seeing him, absolutely. What else hit you on the show tonight? Anything really good or really bad? I mean, we had a couple other celebrities who graced us with their presence this evening.
Hey, those celebrities were good, and don't
what?
Forget, hey... Those celebrities were okay, but Ambrose, up to his old usual tricks. He told Telsina, look, man, I'm not gonna be in this match because I'm going to Brooklyn, I'm gonna take a sub and I'm gonna get me some hot dogs. Well, little in the disqualification finish, Ambrose comes out and steals the hot dog vendors. I'm wondering if the hot dog vendor's gonna sue. I'm wondering if the hot dog vendor's gonna sue Ambrose for stealing that.
I wonder the same thing.
Be a $50,000 fine if he did that.
I think that's pretty much how the match is gonna end at Hell in a Cell. He's gonna screw Dean Ambrose, and that's why John Cena's gonna win and get the shot against.
Oh yeah.
Seth Rollins.
It's gonna introduce a new gimmick wrestler. It's gonna be Kevin Steen as a hot dog vendor?
I don't think we should have Ambrose and Rollins in Hell in a Cell. I think it's way too overdone to look Ambrose and Rollins. I think Cena's possibly the best choice, even though all the critics, all the writers saying, well, we want Ambrose, but other critics are around Cena saying, Cena, do this. And Cena, he's just like, you know, he just wants to do it, get the job done, you know? So I'm thinking of Cena Rollins match.
Nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Cena and Rollins match, like I said, nip it in the bud. It should be nipped in the bud. But what about that hot, strange Wyatt family promo?
Did you say it was hot?
I think. What?
Did you say it was hot?
No. No, it wasn't hot, but Harper and Rowan.
Oh, Harper and Rowan. I'm pretty sure I heard you say it was hot. That hot
Yeah,
Wyatt
I think you said it's
promo.
Hot.
And with that stomach name, that was kind of strange to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think about the separation of Bray Wyatt and his family followers? I don't know if they're going to continue Harper and Rowan as a team or if they're going to let them both branch out into singles. What would you expect them to do here?
I would expect Harper and Rowan to stay. To do like singles competition. I mean, you've already put them in tag team competition. You've put them against the Usos, which actually didn't work for them because they had some great matches with the Usos, but just couldn't win the titles. But that was just a period where, you know, Harper and Rowan and the Usos, those matches were like the tag team hot year of the summer. And it was, no doubt about it. But I think it's time for Harper and Rowan to go on their own, too.
Yeah. And, you know, they haven't really done anything significant with the Wyatt family anyway, so why keep them together if they're not doing nothing? Let's just move
forward. And they haven't done anything similar to Bray, although he already beat Chris Jericho. Although he beat Jericho at SummerSlam, but they're just...
Or was he on Night of Champions?
You know, squashing him down the drain, you know?
Bray Wyatt hasn't been seen at all since SummerSlam. I think he had like a match on Raw with Big Show, and then we have not seen him at all since SummerSlam.
Well, he had some matches with Cena, Show, and Jericho, and a steel cage match with Jericho
on one point.
Yeah, so he's had like three matches, and we haven't seen him at all recently. But yeah, I think Bray should either form a new group. Or he should go on his own. But as for Harper and Rowan, I see them going in their single separate ways.
Hmm. And who would you like to see Bray potentially recruit to replace them?
I can't think of nobody right now.
I see one name that a lot of people are bringing up is potentially The Ascension. Would that be someone you could see going? Or do you even know who The Ascension are? Do you watch NXT?
I watch some of it, but not just as much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only NXT wrestlers I like the most are you got Sami Zayn and you have Adrian Neville, Tyler Breeze. And I think The Ascension would be a probably good character for the Wyatt family, but I'm not sure about that because they're the darkest tag team in the WWE today. And to have that, you know, it just could be a disaster one way or the other, you know?
And you think it's just too much darkness together? Like the darkness of Bray Wyatt and the darkness of the Ascension is just too much dark?
Like too much dark. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Is everything okay with the phone here?
Oh yeah, it's
this
awesome.
Thing on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's working perfectly fine.
Yeah. All right. So I know you're going to give me the good point and the low point. You know what my good point was. Actually, I have two good points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First, Rollins with that hot dog vendor, which I'm sure the janitor's probably cleaning up as we speak. And The Rock returning. And my least favorite segment was was El Torito. Oh, I got it. El Torito and the Mini Gator.
Yeah, that was really, really bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Putting El Torito and Hornswoggle in a match that was sucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you waste El Torito? Why do you have El Torito and Hornswoggle continue to feud in 2014? I mean, this seems to be over by now.
We're pretty butthurt about it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, they need to have something for El Torito and the Matadores, because this feud with Hornswoggle can no longer go on.
That is one big pile of shit.
Yeah, I totally agree. But anyway,
all right.
I hope you guys have a great night. And
oh yeah, man, we're all super happy.
Peace.
Peace out, Jeff. Take care.
Peace, niggas.
Oh. That's the first time we've had a caller have a conversation with the audio clips.
So we invite anyone else out there listening to call in, because we swear we won't just make fun of you.
No, to be honest, if you sound like a Goomba, I'm totally going to make fun of you.
A what?
A Goomba? A Goomba.
Sounds like a Goomba, like from fucking Mario Brothers?
Yeah. That or Orion. What?
So, we've had a couple of our callers talk about it. We haven't had a chance ourselves to talk about the return of The Rock. So, Rusev comes out, and him and Lana are doing their usual spiel. I think they're running down the Big Show, because the Big Show did that whole thing pulling the flag down last week. I can't for the life of me believe that was a setup to have The Rock come back this week, but whatever. They're going on and on. She's doing her thing, going, oh, stupid Americans, and then out of nowhere,
surprise, motherfucker.
If you smell! The Rock comes in. It had to have been a solid, 4 minutes before they just finished, playing his music and him going around corner to corner and doing his little pose with the fist in the air. Then we got the best of The Rock, getting all of his key catchphrases, running down both Lana and Rusev with some excellent, excellent burns. I believe my personal favorite of the night was Moscow Moose Knuckle. That's a great Rockism. What was it he called Lana? I think it was the Soviet Streetwalker.
Yep.
Lots of good burns by The Rock. This was great just to see. In the end, The Rock just slapped Rusev around a little bit, knocked him out of the ring. Could it go somewhere? Potentially. Is it? Most likely not. I think we just have to enjoy this at face value for what it was tonight. And if it does open up to something more in the future, that's cool. I'm open-minded for it. You know, I'm one of the higher supporters of Rusev. And if they really wanted to give him the rub by going in there with a guy like The Rock, I'm down. I'll check it out. But let's go around and see what you guys got to think about that one. Drew, why don't you start us off?
So if you could, please, I have this bathroom breakup. So deal with that for a second. So anyway, I would – why not? You know, I think if Rusev got that Rock rub, you know, I think that The Rock could really elevate Rusev depending on what they do with it. So I'm going to personally mind seeing it. I'm more pissed off that I didn't get to see The Rock tonight. Because, you know, McDonald's was calling my name like always. So, honestly, yeah, if you're able to get The Rock to stay till Survivor Series, possibly, or come south to have a match with Rusev, then, you know, why not? I think only good can come out of this.
Wago, what'd you think about it?
Well, first off, for everyone that was bitching about The Rock being in the WWE who is now supporting him that he came back tonight, go fuck yourself. Secondly, I thought tonight's segment was absolutely awesome. I'm a huge Rock fan, Big Mark, so just to see him... Well, he actually accomplished something I thought that was impossible. He made Rusev interesting. So between that and him just getting off his typical lines. I had a good time, and it was the one point in Raw that I felt 100% into the show.
Finish up.
It's just shocking, like, how much bigger he is than everyone else on the roster, because I couldn't give a fuck up until that point. It's like when Brock Lesnar shows up and it instantly just changes the mood of the show. The Rock has that, too.
Just the electricity. I mean, they use that term a lot with him, but it's very real. You know, Rock has a certain energy that just follows him wherever he is on the screen. It's fantastic. Creepus Under Radar is having a couple good quotes here. First one saying, at least Rusev didn't say groin again. That was kind of awkward. Like, of all the words you learn in English, you learned groin. Okay. And Creep is Under Radar's, where the hell is Drew? Underwater? Where are you, Drew?
Actually, I'm in the restroom.
Yeah. Think about that. Tony, what'd you think about that?
What, the time count thing or The Rock?
The Rock.
A bell curve. It was boring until The Rock showed up. It was boring after The Rock showed up. I'm going to actually go in an unpopular opinion here. As soon as The Rock made his return, when he started getting into the ring, I kind of didn't care anymore. I really didn't follow everybody else's idea of this being an amazing segment with the whole back and forth of The Rock and Rusev. I'm going to totally argue against Wago's opinion that he made Rusev entertaining. Did he? Or did he just continue to be entertaining as The Rock and Rusev happened to be in the ring? Is this going to make Rusev interesting next week when The Rock isn't there? No.
Well, because we'll see replays of Rusev getting his ass kicked, and that will make him more interesting next week.
If that's the case, then don't watch anything that Rusev does for the next month and just keep watching that same segment. You know what I mean?
I don't anyway.
But I was bored with the very beginning of this because I don't like Lana on the mic any more than I haven't in the past. And I'm really just finding it awkward when Rusev is on the mic and talking about whatever. The Rock showing up, huge surprise. That was really awesome to, you know, just be like, wait, what? The fucking Rock's going to show up? Cool. And then it was like, all right, well, now we're going to spend the 5 minutes, like you were saying, where he's just going to kind of parade around the ring. I get it. You're The Rock. You're soaking it in. Fans are going nuts. But at this point, when you're not in the arena, it doesn't have as big of an effect for at least myself watching it, because I do like The Rock. The Rock was awesome back in the day, but I don't go completely nuts over The Rock anymore. So when he comes out, I kind of want to get to the point instead of just having him stand around and just go, it's The Rock. Ah! Like, you know, I don't do that. So him taking forever, Triple H taking forever, any of these guys for the most part, if they just sort of dawdle, it gets annoying to me. And then you gotta work yourself back up. And yeah, The Rock's funny. He's got some good lines. You know, he did some good jokes tonight, whatever like that. But I kind of don't care. If this isn't going to be a feud, then this was a waste of a week, other than The Rock returning in that kind of like, hey, cool. So this is no interest for me whatsoever in Rusev anymore than I did before, which was very, very little at most. I have no faith that this is going to turn into anything. I think it's just a one-shot thing, and if anybody gets their hopes up that that's going to happen and then they get disappointed next week, that's kind of your own fault. And if next week's segment is about Big Show and it's that much worse because you were expecting The Rock to come back, well, that's on you. WWE is not promising that. And that's essentially what it boils down to. One cool surprise, boring lead up to it, and it'll lead to nothing. So I hate to be the pessimistic person here,
but hurt about it.
Yeah.
And we're ruining that night. Gosh, you're just ruining the whole flow of the show. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So essentially what Tony's saying.
That is one big pile of shit.
I'll tell you what, it's not even going to get my good for the night.
You should fucking write a website where you're a smark or something. Fuck.
Like, are you smarking out right now? Jesus.
I don't even feel like doing the rest of the show now because of that.
fuck
you, Tony. We were all like, had these two like fun callers, like everything was going great. Then you had to come in here with your hate speech, running down the great one, and now you just completely killed the mood.
Yeah, give me the one over the great one.
I was depressing news Wago, and you've just fucking taken that title.
I'm now depressing news Wago.
Yeah, I am now in pretty mango.
You're depressing news mango now.
Hey, you just got a lot more handsome then.
Yeah, I saw a really funny.
Yeah, but my fucking hair gel budget's gonna go way up.
I saw a really funny meme today, and it was like My Chemical Romance fan base, and then it was the picture from SpongeBob SquarePants where I forget what the episode was about, but it was all them standing around, and it's Mr. Krabs going, "Three cheers for feeling sorry for ourselves." That's pretty much where we're at now.
Shoot, the popo just showed up.
Yeah, so everybody embrace the fact that The Rock came back, but don't get your hopes up. That's basically what I'm saying.
All right, guys. Might be on the run here. Popo. This is going to get interesting. This is Drew White.
This is almost as much of a surprise as the Rock showing up.
No, The Rock showed up here now, apparently. Shoot. He's coming because I didn't get to see him today. Gosh, he's so nice.
Oh, he heard, and he traveled all the way out there.
Well, I mean, I know Vince McMahon, so come on. You don't think I have the connection to The Rock either?
I'm pretty sure he took a cab, he swam over, he did a bunch of different stuff like that.
So, in addition to The Rock, we got to see two other celebrities. Some, like, low-rent hosts from the Today Show. It's not even, like, the main cast from the Today Show. It's not even, like, the second cast from the Today Show. I think it's, like, the fourth-run cast of the Today Show.
They're talking about helping cancer, yet this was the fucking closest thing to cancer on this show. It was fucking terrible.
And they had a person on the show with cancer. That was awful of me, I'm sorry.
No, that's fucking funny. I don't care.
Oh, it was funny. Don't worry about it.
No, this was terrible. It was self-serving. It was shilling. I mean, gosh, even while they're out there, the one dumb freaking bitch is plugging her stupid wine. Like, anybody cares about your dumbass wine? Like, thank God the New York crowd is one of the best damn crowds in the freaking world. And I don't just say that because I'm from around here. I love whenever they do shows in New York crowds. One, because I usually have a chance to be there, but at least the crowds are always unique. Shat all over this. They just booed constantly. These ladies, like, I'm props to them for holding their composure because I'm sure they're not used to being in front of a hostile audience like that. But yeah, the crowd was not feeling this at all. They had to include Adam Rose with this. And the bunny was there. The bunny got no love. And even less sad, the bee was there and got no love, especially for me.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, I think at one point one of them was like, hey, what do we do? I was like, hey, at least, you know, they're probably used to getting shit on because, you know, they're the C team for the show, so, you know.
Silent Wind of Doom is saying you do know who that dumb bitch was, right? No, am I supposed to? I got the names here.
Dumb bitch.
There's Kelly and Hoda. The hell kind of name is Hoda?
The Ho.
You can have Helga, but Hoga is like, geez, did your parents like hate you like when you came out of the womb? Like, were you Green Bella?
Oh, Kathy Lee Gifford? Oh, isn't that the chick who had the South Park episode about her? That's honestly all I know about her. She hosted that one show with Regis, right? Like that old people watched. Like, I didn't watch it.
Regis and Kathy Lee, yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone here watch it? Did anybody listening out there watch it? Like, I know they had viewers because, I mean, it was one of the most popular morning television shows out there. I'm not trying to discredit that, but it means nothing to me as
an
18 to 35 male watching professional wrestling. Those girls are absolutely nobodies. So
and that's not the target audience that WWE is going for. They're going for that, like, kid audience now. Like, they probably don't even fucking know who they were.
I like Silent Wind of Doom's description here. It's Kathy Lee Gifford, as in Regis and Kathy Lee, once the biggest talk show host in the world. Mr. Garrison wanted to kill her. She owned a sweatshop in Asia, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh.
Well, then.
Do you mean that? Kathy Lee Gifford.
That Kathy Lee Gifford. Okay. Why didn't you say
I know who that is.
Supposedly, actually, now that you mentioned that Mr. Garrison wanted to kill her, I know exactly who you're talking about. So.
Supposedly they had the Bushwhackers and Rick Rude on Regis and Kathy Lee one time. One website pointed it out. I was reading an article about it, and she fucking hated it.
Really?
And talked about it in some interview or some book or whatever about, like, wrestlers are these, like, sleazy jackasses and these total perverts and whatever. And, like, she didn't get the idea that, like, Rick Rude was in character, and she was, like, all offended that he was, like, hitting on her and shit.
Well,
and then she goes ahead and does this. And the big thing she's doing this is, like, let's smash some bottles on our asses or something like that. Like, how fucking far have the mighty fallen, you know?
Wasn't Regis a big wrestling guy? Wasn't he, like, really into wrestling?
It was probably his idea to have him on.
Yeah,
he's probably having a fucking ball.
Didn't he come on, like something on Raw? Or, like, didn't he do something with, like, Jerry Lawler or something? I don't remember.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember. But he probably had fun with it because he probably was just like, wrestling's fun. And she was probably just like, nah, he's fucking sweaty slobs, you know?
Oh, it's for charity. I'm pretty sure I saw a post earlier, and I don't remember which one it was from. I think it was Hoda. She posted that on her Twitter that she was going to be on SmackDown tonight.
Oh, boy.
Did this kind of take a little while to realize that they were on Monday Night Raw when they were saying that, though? So maybe they almost said SmackDown again tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if they said Monday Night SmackDown? Like, who was it? Was it Jeremy Piven? He said the Summerfest.
Yeah.
I was about to bring that up.
Their lines tonight were so fucking bad, though. Like, what did she say? Like, my uncle was born in Brooklyn or some shit?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Either that or her dad was born in Brooklyn.
Her dad or her brother, whatever the fuck it was. It was just kind of like, I know somebody that's been in Brooklyn before.
And they tried to say Monday Night Raw in sync, and they totally fucking botched it. Terrible.
It's great to be here on Monday Nitro.
I mean, at least she had her wine that she got it plugged, right?
The gift wine? What the fuck? Get the hell out of here.
I think you're clever. Big all joke gift about it.
Wine?
Like, you guys all know about this bad wine, don't you? Nobody's laughing at this, huh?
Well, to be fair, the woman on the left that fucking was, well, her right, who drank it, she, like, winced when she drank it.
She
like,
did.
Wow, it must taste like shit.
She totally did. That was hilarious. And, you know, I gotta give her credit. She had kind of a nice butt. When she went up there and started shaking it and then broke the bottle on it. Yeah, for an older woman, it was okay.
Yeah, she wasn't 10 years old. It'd probably be worth it.
Probably wearing Spanx.
Wasn't an annoying bitch. It'd probably be worth it, too.
Yeah, I mean that, but...
Yeah, if I had to pay for that.
Trying to be nice here. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously knew what show they were on, right?
I'm going to have to see if they're in the Fappening.
Oh, god damn it.
Just the lower half.
Well, you know, see, you know, Kim Kardashian, she was in the Fappening and she took her picture on a BlackBerry. See, they're old, so they probably have a flip phone still. So it could be really low res, you know.
They still have the BlackBerry that Oprah gave them.
Which pixel's the nipple?
I don't think we have anything else on this show that we really need to go into any depth on. So why don't we finish the rest of this off with a Raw quick draw? Sound good? Yeah?
Good to me.
All right. We had a tag match featuring Gold and Stardust and Cesaro going against the Usos and Dolph Ziggler. The Usos get a win with a splash. Not bad of a match, Drew.
Ah, pretty good match. It was probably my second favorite match of the night.
Wago.
Sweet triple super kick.
Mango.
Probably my favorite match of the night. Very nice.
Nice. Bo Dallas versus Mark Henry ends up in a count-out victory for Bo when he jumps over Mark Henry when he's going for a World's Strongest Slam into a table and sneaks into the ring just in time for Mark Henry to count it out. This makes, I believe they said, 3 victories in a row for Bo Dallas over Mark Henry, which has earned him an Intercontinental title match on Main Event this week, which I am not going to watch. But, you know, I am silently going to be rooting for him, and I will look for the results and hopefully see a win for Bo Dallas. Drew?
They mentioned that? I didn't even realize that.
I never heard it either.
Neither did I.
They definitely did.
Well, I feel like this is... was somewhat racist or something. No, I was going to say, I thought this is probably racist in some way because you have the black man never wins.
All right, Tony.
kind of poorly executed finish to this, but I sort of like where they're going, so let's see where this pans out.
Wago?
All right, I don't know what the fuck's going on in the background of Drew there. I think he's getting his ass kicked by a middle-aged black woman, but as far
as
this match...
You got that right.
Okay. Well, as far as this match goes, meh.
Silent Wind of Doom saying, so if you beat a giant broken-down wrestler three times in a row, you get a title match? Where's that on the contract?
The thing I will comment on about this match is the ending was poorly done. It's like he jumped on the apron a second too soon. It was like, oh, I'm suddenly too slow to get in the ring. Yeah, they fucked that up.
Made sense. Like he's like too old to roll into the ring, or maybe he's too fat to even fit between the ropes, so he's got to get up and do the walkthrough thing.
I'd buy that if he didn't like slide into the ring 2 seconds later.
Yeah, it's true. No, it felt like the ref like also rushed at 10, like 9. Oh, he's coming in 10. Okay, just get this over with.
Yeah, he had a couple seconds more than he should have for that. And
God, you guys are so cynical. Oh my God, the 10 count was a little fast. The segment sucks.
Hey, at least I didn't shit all over the Rock like someone.
Oh, good point. Fuck you, Tony.
Yeah.
I stand by my comment.
Did anybody not get their comments for Bo and Mark? No, okay. Dean Ambrose calls out John Cena. They say they respect each other. Ambrose says he's hungry, goes for a Coney Island dog, and we see video of Dean Ambrose on a subway where we learn that he is a strap hanger. Tony?
great to see that the cameramen have good enough foresight to be there ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, they must really like have a lot of cameramen at their disposal that they could put one in like the subways. They must also have had one like at the top of the Empire State Building, maybe one over at Yankee Stadium. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure that there was one person for each of the spots that The Rock was talking about. So there was one in the fucking river for him to be swimming with. One at the top of the Statue of Liberty because he said he went over to Staten Island for that. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's not Staten Island, is it?
Yeah, as part of all the budget cuts, the reason they made them was for that Rock segment.
We had Triple H backstage with John Cena being a smarmy dick, and this is where he informs John Cena that he's going to have to go through with the match even without Dean Ambrose, and that for John Cena's fortunateness, he's going to be facing Seth Rollins first in the match. Now, the main reason I wanted to point this segment out is just because of Triple H being awesome. Like, he's doing this whole like buddy-buddy thing with him, and it was just really cool to see. Wago?
Yeah, Triple H is sweet when he's being a dick. I think he's better at comedy than he is anything now.
Tony?
Dickhead Triple H as a character is amazing. Dickhead Triple H in real life is a dick.
Drew?
Yeah, I loved it. It's a good thing.
We had a Divas match with Brie Bella going against Summer Rae. Brie Bella had one arm tied behind her back to make up for when Nikki had to go through a similar match, but somehow Brie still managed to win with a knee to the face to Summer Rae and proceeds to do a giant yes chant while her awesome theme song played. Wago?
Stop doing the yes chant.
I'm pretty sure you get that. I'm pretty sure you get that in the marriage. As a matter of fact, if they divorce, she's probably going to be the only one using the yes chant. So,
well, does he have to go back to chanting no?
Yeah, I think that's what he would do if he went to TNA. He'd have to start chanting no. Tony?
You might need to tie one more hand behind her back before I can do what I want to do. But
God, dude.
Yes.
Okay, so Tony is the fucking cynical rapist, apparently.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to say no. She's saying yes the entire time. Come on, give me some credit here.
Drew? Drew, you got anything you want to say?
Nothing now.
We had a backstage segment where Kane finds a fruit basket, which is gift to him from Miz and Damian Mizdow. Damian Mizdow just gets better and better every week with how he's mimicking Miz's motions, and they're a great, great pair. Kane tells Miz that he's going to have a match later on with Sheamus. They have their match. Not too much notable to say about that, except once again, Damian Mizdow still in the show, playing with the crowd. The crowd was booing The Miz, but anytime Damian Mizdow gave him the slightest bit of attention, then they'd start cheering, eventually getting The Miz pissed. But Mizdow making moves. Drew?
Shoot. You know, it's kind of sad. Yeah, The Miz, I don't think he deserves to get booed because I think he's relatively entertaining. But yeah, good for Mizdow because it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Wago?
I fucking love Mizdow. He's such a funny character. When he started doing all these different gimmicks where he'd copy someone each week or come out as a lumberjack, got to the point where I was like, man, this guy can't get a break. But it ended up working out for him because I think he's perfect in his role right now. And as long as he can impress and keep getting decent reactions, I think the future's bright for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remember, he has a job on television at least. So that's always a plus.
Yeah, unlike fucking Zack Ryder, he actually worked with what he was given and didn't bitch online about it. And that's what happens.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Zack Ryder.
Drew? Tony?
Oh, I mean, hey, if you want my advice.
Shut up, Drew.
I wonder if they give those fruit baskets to the people that they future endeavor. And this is just some kind of a joke where people are just like, a fruit basket? Fuck you. I don't care. I'm liking the Mizdow thing. He's doing a good job. I still think Miz has some more to offer, but maybe that'll come in the next few weeks. I don't know. But thumbs up.
All right. We had a match between Jack Swagger and Tyson Kidd getting to be on Raw 2 weeks in a row, along with his Beats headphones. This time getting to actually wrestle himself, and actually was a pretty fun little match for the short time that it was. Jack Swagger coming out with some kind of like black eye or something. I don't know what the hell happened to him, and apparently it doesn't matter because the commentators didn't tell us. Jack Swagger getting the victory with the Patriot lock. Tyson Kidd sits in the corner and sulks. He starts taking off his boot like a little crybaby. I kind of like what Tyson Kidd's been doing on NXT, and I'm happy he's making it to the main roster, and I hope he finds a permanent spot for himself there. Drew?
Yeah, same as you. I'm really digging what Tyson Kidd's been doing. So hopefully if he gets called up to the main roster, he gets at least a decent spot on there. So yeah, it was an entertaining match. What it was.
Oh fuck!
I don't know, she thought it was funny. So.
All right.
Is that Tyson Kidd and Natalya arguing in the background?
All right, we're just gonna put that on mute, Tony.
I'm liking what Tyson Kidd's doing. I'm curious about that black eye, too. Maybe somebody treaded on him or something. And I don't blame... I don't blame Tyson Kidd for having those headphones if he's dealing with Natalya all the time, judging by her appearances on Total Divas.
Mm.
So hopefully this will turn out to some good stuff in the end for Tyson Kidd. He's entertaining as hell lately.
Fact.
And fact, yeah. There you go.
Wago?
Pretty much everything that Tony said.
Word. So we kept getting little short bits with Edge and Christian in the studio promoting that they are going to be hosting a 15th or a pre-party, I guess, to the 15th anniversary of SmackDown that totally reeks of awesomeness. So it was some name like that, some really long name that only Edge and Christian could come up with, and they got to say some of their classic lines. They talked about how there's going to be a 5-second pose. They called Michael Cole a sack of yogurt or something like that. And I think they also called him a dork chop. I really liked that one. I'm going to save that one for someday. I totally have to see if they're going to have this on demand and check this out because I love Edge and Christian. They're my favorite tag team of all time, and to see them back together like that and just joking around and being the way that they are was such a sight to see, and I wish I could be catching that show. Fortunately, I got my responsibilities here. We appreciate all you joining us here on MegaPowersRadio.com. But let me ask you guys what you thought about it. Tony?
I actually completely missed this.
No,
I
was in the middle of doing something. But there was like three of them.
Yeah, I missed all of them, I guess.
Oh. Wago?
Womp womp. I thought there was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Edge and Christian up to their old tricks. They're always entertaining. So, yeah, I'm going to check it out on demand if it's available. And I wonder if this is what Christian's role's going to be, pretty much like no more in-ring work for him, because I imagine that he's pretty busted up at this point.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, same here. He looks like a fucking carrot anyway.
Drew?
Well,
Well, you missed a guy getting a boob job over here, apparently. So there's that. But yeah, I thought it was entertaining, and it's making me want to watch the SmackDown this Friday at least. So yeah, tune into that. See if it's good.
All right, we had Roman Reigns via satellite, and he said absolutely fucking nothing. And when I say he said absolutely fucking nothing, I really mean I think he said two lines, and I couldn't tell you what the shit they were. This just made Roman Reigns look an absolute doofus. Go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say, I think he mentioned something about how he's going to return sooner rather than later, and that he's itching to get back there and, you know, just that stuff that people say when they get injured. I thought when they advertised this, I thought it was actually going to be something like, oh, like, you know, like maybe like a few questions, but no, this is like 45 seconds long.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a sit-down interview with somebody, and we'd actually get to hear Roman Reigns say something. Like, nope, he's just like, yep, I'm going to be coming back. See you then.
It sounded like one of those shitty small-time radio interviews. Like, it was really crap. Mm. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah. Any other comments about that? No? All right. We had another matchup featuring the Bull, El Torito, going against the Gator. Hornswoggle representing
this Slater.
This
is stupid.
The crowd, once again, just shat all over this. And you know what? As much as I liked the Gator and still like Slater Gator as a team, and even the Gator with them can be funny, this did not work out at all, and the crowd hated it. They were literally chanting, "This is stupid," throughout the match. And eventually they were chanting Derek Jeter as well, which is a nice shakeup because, you know, they always chant like the announcer's names or Macho Man's name, but they start chanting Derek Jeter. That was pretty funny. Wago, what do you think about that?
Unless we get WLC2, I don't give a fuck.
Ooh. No, we could have a match with like a moat. He's a Gator.
Oh, we can get a mini Hell in a Cell, I'd be okay with
a moat in a cell match.
Sure. How about a
shut up, Drew.
A moat on a boat match? I don't know. Fuck it, Tony.
The how many sheds boats? Are in that one? it kind of goes downhill after the Gator makes the entrance because that's the best part where he's like stumbling around like a fucking idiot. That weird crawl is the best part of any segment that he's in. Yes.
And for those of you out there, not to keep plugging other podcasts, but definitely check out Talk is Jericho if you're a Jericho fan at all. He can get kind of like over enthusiastic. It gets a little bombastic at times, but his interviews are usually a lot of fun. And he interviews Hornswoggle this week, which was actually a really fun interview and made me see a side of Hornswoggle I didn't see before and made me kind of like him a little bit more. So yeah, there you go. Check that out.
Is it a short interview?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly.
Does he cover that time where The Rock thought he was a Make-A-Wish child? Because if it does, I totally want to listen to it.
Or when Brutus Clay beat him up.
No, but there is a really funny story about how his kid doesn't really understand that he's like shorter than everybody else. But then when he brought him to a show, he saw El Torito, and like it totally made him freak out. Also, did you know that The Big Show is deathly afraid of midgets?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like legitimately.
So does Hornswoggle just fuck with him all the time?
Yeah.
Why would the tallest person on the fucking roster be afraid of the smallest?
He said it's kind of like the elephant and the mouse kind of concept.
he's too small. I can't tell if he's got my gun or not. Just sneak up and take it.
So yeah, you can hear those kind of stories on that interview. It's a really fun listen to, so I recommend checking that out. We had a Divas tag match, Paige and Alicia Fox going against AJ Lee and Emma. You didn't see the build for this, but that's because it was on Twitter. Should be following all these divas on Twitter. AJ Lee eventually leaves Emma hanging in the ring to get rampaged and pinned. It was just a worthless Divas match. Anybody got anything at all to say about that?
I must have stopped watching this match because I don't remember it at all.
Yeah. Tony, anything?
Nah, you said it all with worthless.
Yeah. Drew? Oh, I have Drew on mute still.
Well, thank you. I've been waiting for that. I was going to say they buried the shit out of Emma just because, you know, fuck it, why not?
Sure.
Put it back on mute.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I think we're going to in a second. Yeah. But first, let's get ready
and,
to... What, Drew? What did you interrupt my transition for?
Well, you muted me. I was going to say the Great Khali is actually the tallest person on the roster, but fuck, never mind.
Well, thanks for that piece of fucking information. It was really interesting.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to need some Jeff, though. Come on.
All right, not Jeff. All right, here we go. We're going to be doing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, it is time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We run down what we thought was the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most embarrassing, god-awful piece of crap on the show. So, Drew, since I have you unmuted at the moment, why don't you go first with your good, bad, and ugly?
Oh boy. Since you have me unmuted, my good, I was going to be seeing Tyson Kidd, honestly. I really like what he's doing next, and you know, I thought what they did tonight was interesting. My bad was not being able to see The Rock, because that's really upsetting. Fuck McDonald. And my ugly is the alligator versus the bull match, which was the reason why I decided to go to McDonald's. So fuck that.
It all just came back to bite you like a gator.
Yeah.
Wago, you're a good bad
number. Oh, God, there's a train. Oh, God.
Man, there is a lot of fucking awful shit on this show. So it's hard to pick, but as far as good goes, it has to be The Rock returning, and I'm sure that's not going to be Tony, so I'll say it. As far as the bad goes, I'm going to give it to those two dumb bitches with the wine bottle. That was fucking stupid. And the only reason that I don't give them the ugly is because there was a bull wrestling a fucking alligator.
Touche. Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
I'm going to go a couple little different things here. The good, Dolph Ziggler's sleeper hold in that first match. When he did that whole spin around and into the sleeper hold, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, the head scissors, that was sweet.
The bad, the Subway cameraman can get there ahead of time to film Dean Ambrose, but apparently the rules stop with not being able to get on the actual train and follow the action. So that sucks. And the ugly, Hoda and Kathy Lee pandering in a half-assed manner, and that was just total, ugh, God, terrible.
Absolutely. So my good is going to be the return of Edge and Christian. I was happy to see that duo reunited on Raw, and once again, cannot wait to check out anything else they are doing with this whole SmackDown special. Super exciting. Hopefully this is somebody they team up often. You know, maybe have these guys team up to do DVDs and stuff like that. That'd be awesome. My bad, I am going to give to the bull and the gator. See, I'm actually going to go reverse. See, I thought that was really bad and horrible, and but the crowd shat all over it. They let them know it was bad. More so than what I would give the ugly, which was the, what the hell were the names again? I actually have it written.
I forgot about that.
I have it written as Kelly in Hoda, so I didn't even write her name correctly. That's how much I was just tuned out from this. Because at least the bull and the gator were wrestlers. There are people in this environment, and there are people who are going to be here next week. This Kelly and Hoda were completely awkward. Nobody wanted to see them. I'm sorry, not Kelly and Hoda. oh, we got one in the chat room here. Ferris419 says, good, the surprise Rock appearance. Bad, Kathy Lee and what's her name. And ugly, the mini gator, mini bull mess. Let's see. Wazili saying, not only did a bull wrestle a gator, the gator gave someone twice his size a gator roll. Physics and stuff. Very true. All right. So that wraps up all the good, bad, and uglies. I guess we can try to find something else to do here. Let's see what we do.
How about that Comic-Con?
Are you literally looking for something to do?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Please tell me what.
I really don't have the time to do this, and so unfortunately I am going to have to decline your petition. Will that spot?
O'Dowdy went right away. The board has granted the official general manager status on a temporary basis, and I say they will join that match tonight. Have a nice day.
They had to steal the anonymous Raw General Manager story.
The GM's got fart music.
Oh, God.
Why don't we do this? I'm sure we would get viewers from this. Literally. Why are we not stealing these guys' idea like they stole the anonymous GM? This is gold right here.
All
right,
Drew. You come up with your wrestling persona, and we'll start doing this next week.
Well, I am Ricky Rude Pizza, Twitter Pizza, Marinara Sauce.
What?
Okay. So we actually have a caller on. Let's bring him on. A good friend of the show, Silent Wind of Doom. What's up, Silent Wind of Doom?
Hi, guys. I'm just making nachos.
Who are you? Did you bring enough for everybody?
You know what? Well, it probably is. Oh, dear Lord. The thing's still playing in the background. Oh, crap.
It's probably because there's three of you in the chat.
Yeah, there's...
Okay, one of them's my fault.
Silent Wind 143. The first Silent Wind of Doom's 141 through 142 were so much better.
I was gonna wait until you guys were done running through everything. I figured I'd make nachos in the meantime, and then all of a sudden it was good, bad, and ugly, and I was like, oh crap, I missed it, I screwed up.
We just made the mistake last week where we got caught up in that. We didn't do the good, bad, and ugly, so I was like, oh, let's do that first before we start getting ourselves in trouble.
I'm sad I kind of interrupted peeking in on them again.
So who was the anonymous Raw general manager back? Just talking to? Was that like Reginald Farnsworth III or something? Like,
I have no free. I do know that once again I'm going to have to go back and listen to that show.
Oh gosh,
I don't want to advertise other podcasts. Meanwhile, so, last week we watched to like half an hour of them.
So
yeah, I think last Wednesday, me and Payden actually called into another one of those shows.
Yeah, we did. And Drew is his only actual caller, even though he never had any actual callers.
Yeah, Drew totally got fucking no-sold and bullied off the air.
I definitely
I hung up. I didn't get bullied. I hung up because he was being a dick.
No, you was JD's bitch. Deal with it.
So, Silent Wind of Doom, what's on your nachos?
Is it the gym nacho?
Taco meat and a little bit of mozzarella.
Oh my god, those sound amazing. Can you ship them down? ship them down to Newburgh. Let me get some of those.
I can't. I could probably be there in like 10 minutes.
They'll still be hot, dude.
Don't feel like I'm sorry.
What? They won't be hot. They'll be moderately warm.
Well, if we want them to be hot, then we can just give them to Hot Jeff.
Yeah.
That's bad. You just earned yourself like five times of me saying really bad jokes after that one.
Yeah, you got a Tony Award for that.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I listened back to the other show, so I guess, you know, it's kind of sad to admit, but I guess you are no longer the most interactive post-show podcast that there is.
Oh, what?
They had like seven people call in at once to do a panel.
Did they?
Yeah, towards the beginning of the Monday episode.
Are you sure these are actual fans, or are these like just people that are involved in their little fantasy league thing?
I have no freaking clue.
Because we still haven't actually figured out what the hell they are. We're not sure what they're actually doing.
A fucking mess. That's the thing.
All right, hold on.
Did this do a show tomorrow?
For science, I think we need to check in on them a second. Hold on.
For science.
Flash. He likes Apple products, not Flash. And these are former champions, all in their right, former IWC champions, former IWC tag champions, Ming and Spirit Squad Nikki, getting themselves placed in this match after beating the Wolfpack or the ZWO at the pay-per-view. I like their chances.
Wait, Spirit Squad?
I like their chances, too. They got good chances.
Did you say Spirit Squad Nikki?
I heard Ming, Spirit Squad Nikki. Who's Ming?
Ming? God, you remember Ming from WCW?
That guy is Asian.
Ming was Haku.
I heard Ming.
Ming was Haku in WCW.
Oh, you're talking about Ming. Okay, I heard Ming.
Ming.
Shoot. Well, what we should do before we do SmartCow tomorrow, we should just listen to this episode and then figure out what we're doing.
Oh, we're doing SmackDown tomorrow. That's right. Shit. So Silent Wind of Doom, how you doing?
Good.
What did you think about Raw tonight? Yeah, how are those nachos?
Fun time.
Just keep talking about these nachos. Those nachos sound great.
Is this
nachos do sound good now?
This is the nachos during show.
When's the last time we had a main event that didn't involve one of these five people? Or all of these five people?
Then again, when did we have a main event that actually had a finish?
Brock Lesnar was there.
Well,
maybe.
Actually, I was going to say the last time we had a main event that wasn't these five people is when it was Stephanie McMahon and Brie. So be careful what you wish for.
except weren't you guys praising that, though, for like the entire time?
Yeah, to be fair, we did really like those segments.
Yeah.
I've been watching old Raws with some of my friends, and we just watched some last night. And the difference between main events and how they built them up and how exciting they were and everything throughout the event, it's such a different thing than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the main event was on that Raw? It was from 98.
What's that?
It was Steve Austin versus Briscoe and Patterson.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And it was something different. It was nice.
Yeah, I prefer the Raws from 1997.
1997 was a good year. I've actually been watching Raws from 1993, which have not been as great. They're actually pretty much on par with the Raws we're watching now. So it's not as much of a difference to me. But as I start getting to like 1996, it's going to be pretty bad.
93 is still the era where like Max Moon was popping up and shit.
I'm actually watching, it starts at the beginning of 93, which is the tail end of when Hogan was still there, which is just like, it does not compute for me seeing Hulk Hogan on that original Raw set. It just does not compute for me at all. Which is even weirder seeing Flair there, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a post show for those Raws sometime. What do you think about Raw tonight?
God.
We haven't like spoken a single word about that. We had The Rock come back, we had those crotchety old
That was
stoves
awesome.
There. Like...
That blew my mind. The Hoda and Kathy Lee segment blew my mind in a much different way.
In what kind of way?
It really plays to the target audience of WWE is having the two women who are on in the mid-afternoon drinking wine and talking about stuff.
And smacking that wine bottle on one tap.
Now, Silent Wind of Doom, are you being facetious?
So hard. Well, as I'm doing it as hard as I can right now.
And did I just say that so I could use the word facetious? Because I love saying that word.
It's one of those words that I still to this day don't quite actually know the definition of, but I kind of know the context, so I can fake it as hard as I can.
I don't think anyone really knows. They just say it.
I'm kind of like that with cromulent.
Yeah,
cromulent's a perfectly great word. It embiggens even the smallest man.
I would love to see a top 10 of just the worst, most misguided crossovers of people that are on WWE from something else.
Oh my goodness!
Like that's pretty.
Perez Hilton would definitely have to be on there.
Oh, yeah, I missed the last decade, so.
Yeah, I think the last celebrity that I actually fucking enjoyed was the guy that made Robot Chicken.
Seth Green?
Yeah, wasn't he the first Raw guest host?
I don't remember, but he was fucking entertaining on that one. And after that, every guest I've ever had has sucked dick.
Really? You didn't like Bob Barker? Yeah, Bob
good.
Barker was awesome.
No,
yeah,
I didn't. I didn't
good.
Enjoy Bob Barker.
You didn't like Shaq?
No.
Or Ozzy Osbourne? He was fun. You like any of these guys?
Yeah. Not really.
Like Kevin Hart, that
yeah,
short
Kevin Hart
guy,
was fun. Even Jeremy Piven
about.
Was fun, even though he said Summerfest. He was still a fun host.
Yeah, most of those guys were better known in America other than Ozzy, who actually was born in the same city that I grew up in. But even I didn't like Ozzy.
Remember when Michael Sam was invited to Raw? Show up.
Yeah, but I didn't hear one person complain that he didn't show up.
I feel like that's embarrassing when you publicly announce on a TV show that you invite someone to show up the next week and they just don't show up. And
congrats on being gay. Come to our show. Yeah. I wonder why you didn't show up.
That would have been great if he would have just tweeted at WWE. Nah.
I'm not really in the mood.
At WWE, I'm good.
At WWE.
I'm busy. I gotta like wash my hair.
I was just about to say that. He doesn't even have any hair.
I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. Come on.
I have to go wash my partner's pubes. Sorry.
Oh god.
Well, that happened. Fuck.
Take this to a new level, huh?
Oh god, that turned.
I need to wash my hair, but I was like, maybe that'll be a bit too
so when you need to make yourself less embarrassed, you just put someone else more embarrassing in your place.
All right, because Yahoo is a serious flake in the air. Sir Swatnicki, a big 1-2, but no TJ breaking up the pin.
Oh,
TJ out of nowhere, and now Sir Swatnicki picking up TJ. TJ slamming him right down on John Cena's golden shovel. Here comes Spirit Squad Nikki. Here it is. Double Crikey. Right there. Double Crikey down. And Spirit Squad Nikki is feeling it. Spirit Squad Nikki, he's going for it now. He's going for the Paul Hogan. Is he going to hit this Paul Hogan? If he hits this Paul Hogan, the Emperor's Universe will win. Jigglypuff with the Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff out of nowhere. Jigglypuff out of nowhere. But no Ming and Jigglypuff coming out now. Out of the ring. And John Cena's golden shovel. 1-2. Oh, John Cena's golden shovel right on Spirit Squad Nikki. John Cena's golden shovel. Almost had.
Wait, isn't the golden shovel the move of the burying god?
Yeah.
John Cena must have stolen that too.
Okay. Is Jigglypuff a wrestler or is Jigglypuff a move?
Don't know.
I also like how TJ kicked out of nowhere.
My question is between Spirit Squad Mickey and Ming. Who has all of the Australian themed moves?
I think it's the double crikey.
Right, double crikey, mate. Right.
Double right.
Double right.
Right. Oh my god.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my god, no one kicked out of the double crikey. I don't know how he did it, or the Jigglypuff for that matter. I feel like all these guys' finishing moves, like all their moves are finishing moves.
The question I've got to ask is how the fuck do we have an idea about the double crikey?
So how did that guy, like, how did he, like, say this and not laugh at himself? Like, it's the Jigglypuff?
Wazili said his finishing move is the good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
That actually could work too.
All right, let's see what's going on.
Oh my god, the golden shovel.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every.
Wait, they got advertising?
What?
From Spatula City?
Yeah, I heard that last.
Eliminate the middleman. We can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you.
That's
where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction?
Yeah, this is a sketch, isn't it? No, is this a comedy sketch?
UHF.
Yeah, it's from UHF the movie. That's what I thought. This is a comedy sketch.
Yeah. They did that same one last time, too.
Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
All right, well, while that's playing.
So wait.
Okay, I've got... Terrence is asking a very important question.
What's that?
What's more devastating, the double crikey or the Fig Newton?
Well, here's the thing. Neither of them are shit compared to the Newton Crosby.
Well, listen, yeah. It's like only one person has ever kicked out of the Fig Newton. I don't know how, because no one kicked out of the Fig Newton. So I'm going to go with Fig Newton until the day I die.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I got to go with Fig Newton here, because you can hit a double crikey, and it's not even like you hit one crikey. You had a double one, and it still doesn't do it. So.
Well, listen, he hit the Jigglypuff, and he didn't get the win. Like, what does he have to do? Does he need to steal his opponent's fish? Does he need to do the golden shovel
win? I'm pretty sure
they need to set it up with the double Mentorio.
What if he's doing a triple crikey?
No, you know what I mean? Oh, we're going to come back to this. And he's like, oh, you missed this amazing match. If you tune into the app, you could have seen this finish.
Brian the Brain Show joining us very late. Glad you came though, but you're probably really confused by what's going on here. I'm just gonna.
The Brian the Brain Show.
And now we await John Crisp and this gauntlet match. We don't know much of John Crisp. We know that he's a former champion in other.
Who do we know anything about?
Well, we don't know much about him. We don't know much about him, but we know he's a former champion. I feel like that is kind of.
Word now that.
Yeah.
How do you know who he is?
I'm totally
hired mercenaries for hire. That's what Derry Winkle has said out on his tweet.
Derry
We're
going to
keep you guys informed as we await this big gauntlet match. If John Crist wins, here he comes, John Crist. He has the cookie crisp and the crispix. And of course, of your arsenal. John Crist coming to the ring now. This guy is large and in charge. I don't know, what a specimen, JD.
Oh, this beat's kind of hot.
He is a big man, no question.
Did he just say JD?
I wish him the very best of luck. I hope he does.
I didn't even realize that. They're in a stable called the Hired Mercenaries for Hire.
Yeah.
We're not hired. We're hired. We're full hire, too.
Wait, what is this show called? We should do a post show to this.
Oh, I forgot what it was called.
It's TGS Radio or some shit.
It's called
the network.
Hey guys, this is Radical Mike Payne.
The show is
TGS WS.
It's called Monday Night Fallout.
Show.
Yo, Payne.
Hello, guys.
Drew brings up a good point. You could join in the promotion as Radical Mike Payne.
Oh,
yeah. You could be Mike Payne and you could host the Monday Night Fallout show.
Maybe you could be Rootin' Tootin' Payne. It's all good.
Oh, Rootin' Tootin' Payne would be the.
I think.
Would be the finisher.
I don't know, dude. I would never want to get in the ring with a guy whose finisher is Rootin' Tootin' Mike Payton.
Monday Night Fallout.
No, the Monday Night Fallout show. That's what it's going to be called.
Also,
the finisher would be the paid night out.
Also known as the Chris Lee Post Show.
Well, actually, I think this new show is called Nailed It. I think that's going to be a show we might need to do a post show for. It's about fingernail polish and a contest to see who the best.
And Ferris419 wants to know, can JD call into that show too?
Well, I mean, he might be able to, but would they take his call? I don't know. Maybe it's because it's JD.
All right, let's see who else is coming to the ring.
Maybe. No, JD is the chairman of it now.
What?
Into the ring.
It's fucking
I can't believe he's been in the ring now.
Yes.
And he's ready to go. And this match is just going to begin. There you go, John Crist, though, kicking
boo.
The crap. John Crist is just beating him sense as Doug. We saw him in the Rumble style match. Doug with a clubbing left and right. This is a brawler here. And John Crist is taking it early. And Doug now Irish whip across the ropes. John Crist.
It's really just fucking Doug wrestling?
Does he not know?
Okay, to be fair, picking Doug as your theme music is a fucking awesome idea.
But it's not like another wrestler he created. It's literally just fucking Doug. Like they're literally just pretending Doug is in the ring wrestling people.
I don't think he realizes John Crist was a former champion. How does he not know who he is?
Yo, Doug is not in his league. He's not even fucking high school yet.
Listen, this commentator is an amateur. I can't take this show seriously now. I don't think I can tune in next week. Fuck.
He's an amateur. Like, whenever the finishing moves come up, here it comes. There it is. Here it comes. There it is. That's the finisher. Here it comes.
Oh, you remember this.
Listen, he called a move wrong. He said he hit the Jigglypuff. It wasn't the Jigglypuff. It was the freaking Pikachu that he hit. I mean, fuck. How can he not get these right?
You keep complaining, but next week you're going to be right back. Oh, dear God, this all got meta.
Oh, my God. I can't, like, stay away with what's going on with Doug.
Running into the ring. He's one of the regents.
Oh, we missed the running.
What happened?
So another bell, and now I don't know what's going on, but
another
all I know
bell?
Is that now
you don't
Feed Me Morons in the ring. And
yeah,
down
yeah.
he goes. Feed Me Morons. And no, but John Crist, and it's 2-on-1, JD. Doug and Feed Me Morons. Both of them taking out John Crist. He doesn't have a chance. He does
no,
not
he does
have a chance in this match right now, champion. I don't think.
It's getting
dumb.
Ugly. I mean, I would like to be in there myself and do some mirror spikes if I can tonight.
Oh, there you go, folks. The fantasy match. JD versus Doug.
When you guys were listening Wednesday, was that the pay-per-view?
No, that was just JD's, like, regular talk show. Like, he just regularly talks about sports. He actually talks about real things.
Oh, wow.
not like
fancy.
So wait, I have a question.
Some inconsiderate dick just rang a bell throughout, like, the whole call.
So,
I have a question.
Well, I'll get your question just one second. I just want to read Ferris 419's comment here. He says, I love those smooth music transitions. Very new. So what's your question, Silent Wanna Do?
I had a question.
No.
I was just wondering because I knew the next JD is in the main event for the championship in the next pay per view.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure if you heard the results of that.
So wait.
He's definitely wrestling because we've got to interview him.
does JD do this show? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, JD's on the show. You don't hear him. He speaks up once in a while. Let's go.
He's doing color.
That's what it is. That comes out.
This is devastating.
Yes,
and now he's going for another person coming next. Oh my god, it's Raging Rod. Raging Rod is now coming down to the ring.
How many fucking people are going to run in?
Here comes Raging Rod. Let's hear that bell. One more time. There it is.
Look at it. Raging Rod. And BB Moron. And Doug. All mercenaries for hire. It makes sense. All of these men on the top of the list. Who hates John Crisp? And John Crisp is now. And here comes another competitor, Derry Wickle. Derry Wickle, who's coming next?
Now,
Rider for Life, and how is John Crisp gonna survive this? How is John Crisp
just getting beat up by like 50 fucking people? What the fuck is he gonna do? I'm actually intrigued. What's gonna happen to John Crisp? I'm so worried for him. He's got like 50 people ganging up on him. JD's gonna take off the headset and say, oh, that's probably his. Oh, we gotta find out now.
Lifetime ban, and Derry Wickle could not be happier. These five mercenaries for hire, Doug of the ZWO original, Phoebe Morons of the Rejects, and down he goes, and Raj, just an asshole, and Rider for Life, another big dickhead. And they're all taking their aggressions out. John Chris and Derry Wickle now. Derry Wickle seems very, very, very pleased. Very pleased. Who is the fifth member?
I don't know. Who could be number five?
Here comes number five. Here it comes. Who is it going to be? Oh, my God. It's Creature of the Night. Holy shit. Now, 5-on-1 now, and now they got a chair. I don't even think this is a match. I don't even think it's just 5-on-1.
This
and
is
now,
a
Feed Me Morons has it. Feed Me Morons got a chair.
Oh, it's a rumble match.
Listen. I know I've been defending Chris this entire time, but I don't think he can do it anymore. It's five men. I mean, fuck, JD doesn't seem like he's going to help him. I like to believe for JD, it doesn't seem like he's going to help him.
Right.
Do I need to join this?
You want to put Fantasy League points on this, Drew?
Can we do this? I want to draft JD.
Can we bet for just an asshole?
I don't know. The other guy's a total dick, too.
Okay, so I got a question. Silent Wind of Doom, you said that JD's wrestling.
Oh yes.
He's
on the card for the pay per view. It was a screen name. It was something like, I don't think it was like Red Sox 2801 or something. I gotta look it up.
I'm pretty sure that's a wrestler's name.
Because we need to interview him next week.
Yeah, come on, we gotta. Like, did he know that you guys were just shitting on his show today?
I don't think he had a clue.
Are you sure?
I couldn't even get the question out when I was asking him what his favorite cookie was. Because I literally just wanted to ask, like, straight face, so what do you like? Do you like Chips Ahoy? Do you like Oreos? Do you like fake Newtons? Like, as soon as I asked, like, what his favorite cookie was, Wago, like, started bursting out laughing because he knew where I was going and I couldn't finish it.
Here's the thing. I think he knew what you were hinting at. He is so good at dodging stuff and being serious about stuff that he's involved with. I feel like he knows you guys were shitting on it, and he didn't do a single thing about it. He's just like, well, standing do it. He's a good guy.
I wonder if this is like a mutual trolling. Like, he's trolling us, and we're trolling him, and just like nobody's privy to each other.
Oh, hang on.
He made this up just because they knew we'd listen in.
James posted the card.
Ooh.
For,
It was Thursday.
We gotta go see how John Chris is doing, though.
All night, and I can't believe it, and they're holding the ground. And there he is again, John Chris.
I've read the 39 Donkers unlikely pairing. These two could be a new tag team, JD.
Yes, they could. It's very interesting.
We're going to have to get the official results. I don't even think there was a match.
The official results, it wasn't a match.
No, JD, this is what JD. JD is like the Jerry Lawler to whatever the other guy is, Michael Cole. Okay, JD is above the Jerry Lawler.
So,
I'm looking at this poster, and it was Double L versus JD from Pittsburgh. That's his wrestling name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name is actually JD from Pittsburgh.
Maybe that's what he's been using his wrestling alias this whole fucking time when he calls in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he's using. What's his finishing fucking move? The however.
Maybe that's his gimmick. Is it? He just says however a lot because he was dropped as a child.
So Drew,
and now he's playing as a wrestler. Yes.
So Drew, Jeff Chris won the match. So I believe we talked about we're going to put some fantasy league points on the line there. What do you think?
That's
about 100 points. No, we agreed. I think we said 100 points, didn't we? Oh no!
Yeah,
no, I think we said.
We did say.
I think we said 200 actually.
Dude, we didn't say anything. I don't fucking care.
I think he bet Seth Rollins on it.
Oh!
You're gonna fucking win anyways.
I think he said he'd give Seth Rollins back to Sean.
Oh, okay. Oh, Sean's gonna be ecstatic then. Sean's gonna be mad he went to sleep.
Maybe JD's however is like Austin's what?
Or Tiger's pissed back.
All right, let's see.
The first comment for Hardcore Hell is, does anyone want to play Modern Warfare 3 with me?
Yeah.
Ooh, if I was at home, I would, but I'm not at home.
So let's do one final check-in. Let's see what's going on over there.
For using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh. They just went off the air,
We missed the end of the show. We missed the end of the show because of you. Thank you.
Well, to be fair, there's only 4 minutes left of our time.
Hey, are you guys still there? Like, we're still, like, the phone line is still up. Is it still running? Hey, can you hear us? Hey, John Chris there?
Yes.
I need an interview with John Chris. I want to speak to John Chris.
But is JD from Pittsburgh? And I got a question for JD from Pittsburgh. I really need to know.
We need a secondary edition of SJD.
Yeah, we'd like to know your thoughts on your match with Double L and how you think it played out.
Oh.
Do you think it's just be? Oh man, listen, I really need to know what his plan is for this upcoming pay per view because this is a big opportunity for him to possibly bump up to that main event picture. You know, JD's been talking about it for a while. He's fed up with the authority, and that's what he's all about. He's the Steve Austin of this era. Of that company, okay?
Oh.
Whenever JD comes out to the ring, people listen.
It is John Crisp. That's right. Because I thought I heard him say John. He has like a move called like the Crispix or something. Oh, shit. We got like 2 minutes. So Silent Wind of Doom. we didn't get to talk to you too much, but it was fun having you on, man. You're always welcome to call in again.
Yay.
I appreciate those sound bites you sent us, by the way. They were fun. I've been using a couple of those throughout the night. I don't know if you heard them.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
I lost it when you broke everyone on Smack Talk.
I totally ruined the flow of the show. There was actually a point that I'm sure was edited out where Tony got pissed at me. Big baby.
Oh, wow. That was the only time I heard that there was a clip, so he must have edited out a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So we're going to let you go while we do our quick plugs as the show goes off. Thanks so much for calling, man. Always welcome again, man. Have a good night, dude.
So yeah, I'm gonna go microwave these nachos.
Oh, nachos! I wish I could partake in those nachos. Silent Wind of Doom, thanks so much for calling in. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to all of you in the chat room as well. You guys are why we do this. It makes it that much more fun. You know, we could just be twiddling our thumbs here, but we got you guys to chat with us in the chat room, call us in the phone lines, and laugh at other people that are not us. It's a good time. So we only got about a minute left here, so I'm just gonna quick run the plugs again.
60
check
seconds.
Out the Drew Crew. Check out Unanimous Decision MMA at UDMMA.com. Also on Twitter at UDMMA and on Facebook.com/UDMMA. SmartCountMoment.com, FanboysAnonymous.com, and of course www.megapowersradio.com, where you can join us every single Monday night for the Raw post show right after the end of Raw. Once again, thank you to all of you out there. Thank you to my other panelists, Drew White, Stephen Huego, and Tony Mango. We'll see y'all next time here on Mega Powers Radio for our Raw post show.